Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin', get your Mariah. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, Maya. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin', get your Mariah. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, Maya. Spotlight, moonlight. Nigga, why you trippin', get your Mariah. Shorty look good in the moonlight. All these pussy niggas so bad, Maya.
We're not starting the show until I land my brand new kendama trick. I learned how to do the revolver. So we're going to start the show in just a moment.
Dave Duck.
Hold on. I got to land it. Welcome to the Monday show. Real Ass Podcast, Real Ass Mondays. What up, bitches?
How you living, baby?
What's up, Nukas? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, hanging out with Zach D'Amico.
Woo!
I like this song. I had no problem with it. I thought I was going to hate, Temple, how do we say his name? Is it, my sister said it was extension.
But you could just say X. You could just say X.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, an X, like those things in his eyes.
Oh, come on, Zach. What is wrong with you, man?
Respect we're trying the to res- dead.
We're trying to respect this guy. He did he did a lot for the world. But did he really? Here's the thing. I don't pay attention. I just look at what happens online. Yeah. And I'm like everyone else.
But yes.
I admit it. I admit it.
Thank you.
Me and everybody else is, I go, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do the research. I could have Googled whether or not X beat up his baby mama in a bathtub while she was 8 months pregnant and killed the baby. I could have Googled that. I did not.
I feel like it's true.
Right? Did you Google it?
Deep down,
Caleb,
I feel.
Did you Google it? You didn't.
I Googled some stuff.
You didn't Google that?
I didn't Google
that.
That's
everything. A big old fact. Big old fact. Because that, if that is true, let's see, it's pronounced XXX Temptation. My sister is a fucking XXX dumb loser, idiot, old bitch.
Why?
Because I said XXX
Temptation.
I said,
somebody told me it was extension.
Yeah, that's what my sister said. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Anthony Cumia. Yeah, it's, if you guys haven't been paying attention, I'm
they
torn
haven't.
Because
it's
a small,
inside.
It's a very small portion
no,
of the
people
internet.
That listen to this show are paying attention to this fucking story.
That's true.
Okay. Hip hop artist XXX Tension. He was murdered a year ago. We're gonna cover the murder. That's it.
Okay.
He was murdered. No. I mean the whole thing. Dina Hashem, who's a comedian here in New York City, and let me actually introduce our guest because I'm a terrible fucking host right now. Mm. And I liked that song. That was a good song.
Not bad.
That was good. Turn it back on while I introduce the guest. I like it. Or turn on a different one. We're gonna pay tribute to his fucking life and tribute to the music that he created.
My daughter is a fan, and my daughter put me on.
Your daughter's a fucking drug addict mumble rapper fan? The fuck is going on with your life?
Has your daughter been sending me death threats and SpongeBob?
I called her. I checked to see whether she was involved with it. She says she wasn't, but I don't believe her.
She texting squirt guns at people?
Yeah.
This is my favorite song of his.
I like it. I don't mind it. See, the thing is, you can't judge a man by his actions outside of the studio.
Because I talked to Kevin Brennan last night. He's like, a thuggy black guy, right? I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah, it's some fucking. Yeah, I understand why people want to crush up Xanax and just drink a little bit of fucking scissor. That's what I would do. It's just chilling. So, yeah, we didn't do any research, but that's okay. It's all right. Dave Temple's here.
Yay! What up, people?
What up, baby boy?
Monday. This is a good Monday, to be honest with you.
Sun's up, guns up, baby boy.
Yeah, it is.
Doc! Come on. Twice.
It is hot.
Bam. Caitlin Rupert's here.
Yeah.
What up, girly girl?
Hey.
We got a black guy and a chick on today's show. We're getting fucking progressive as fuck.
Hell yeah.
This shit is fuck. Oh, look at Godfrey's here, too. Look at that. God, look at Godfrey's arms. Why, look how fucking pudgy you look as soon as Godfrey walks in. Temple. Holy shit. Yeah, Temple's in decent pudgy, shape, yeah. But Godfrey walked into the room and you just turned into that fat chick.
Yeah, I do gotta...
You don't want to hang out with Godfrey in a tank top, doggy.
All the hands at the auction just went down. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
What up, God? Come in for a minute. Come in.
But Godfrey has better skin than I do.
He's got better everything than you.
Me and Godfrey are about the same size and about the same amount of definition.
No, you're not.
It's a different skin type.
No, you're not.
It's a different skin type.
He's saying he's the same definition as you.
Yeah, it's a different skin type. His a bit darker, so the light is hitting him to make him look more ripped than I am.
I am.
You am darker, yes.
No, I'm darker, better looking, and more ripped.
No, you're not. Yeah. You're not more ripped.
Yes, I am.
Wait, Dave has the build. I just have a different skin type.
He has you have a specific workout. You just have to work out a certain way. You just don't. That's all, but you got the potential. Hell,
no, he just got the potential.
No, you
dude,
real ass podcast.
Dougie, he's serious. He really thinks he's in the same shape as you.
Yes,
you have some body dysmorphia. You're like Amy Schumer's movie. You see yourself as being a fucking hot dude.
Yeah,
you're not ripped like that. Godfrey,
get the fuck out of here! Listen, what are you talking about?
What? At least his mentality is there. It's all about mine. He's not in bad shape.
I'm telling you, it's my skin type.
He's got like '70s muscles.
Like the old like pro wrestling rubbery dolls, like they're stuck
like Junkyard Dog, the striped socks, like you know, in those little magazines where you can get muscle with like the guy that kicks sand in the kid's face, and he sees Atlas, like
I'm looking at guy. I don't see anything different between me and Godfrey right now.
Well, apparently he's got better eyes than you as well.
Yeah,
just give it to him. He looks like this. Let him have it.
Yeah, no, look at Godfrey's forehead and see how shiny his forehead is. That's what's allowing him to look more ripped.
Trying to trash you, Godfrey.
But I'm telling you, Godfrey has better skin than I do.
He's trying to trash you because you got better skin too.
How is that trashing him?
I don't give a fuck. I think it's hilarious.
That's not trashing you.
You're not trashing me.
Exactly.
But I know how dope I am.
I'm just trying to set it up.
You know how dope you are.
Exactly.
Does it matter?
I'm telling you,
mentality.
Me and Godfrey are the same goddamn level. I don't see a difference.
Good. It's good.
Fuck that.
He's not wrong though. Confidence is fucking so important because I'm a fat fuck right now and I'm as confident as I've ever been.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just feeling better in life. I don't know. As soon as I get the mentality to go back to the gym and get in shape, then it's over.
But it's when you're making you can be a little chunky when you're making money and you're
that's
doing
also
shit.
True.
That's what right. Yeah. That's why a lot of business dudes are like out of shape and fucked up looking, but they
young
got
and
hot
hungry.
Chicks around them because there's power.
You wear a suit.
And there's power. And women, when you're fucking and you think about I'm fucking and I'm not even in great shape, it will keep you like not going to the gym. For what?
Because the guy that's in perfect shape, he's also way too insecure. That's why he's still going.
It's not even, there's another thing. You want to look good, but there's like sometimes I'm in the gym, I go, there's a dude with a pot belly getting more ass than me right now. And I'm sitting there fucking trying to Balboa this shit. And you know what I'm saying? Because some women will literally, if you're in shape, will not fuck you because you think you're the shit.
Well, I think it's
they'll
also
do that. Women are weird like that. I'm not saying all, I'm saying some of them will fuck the nasty motherfucker just to throw their nose.
Shannon was just talking about this, but she said 50% of those guys, we'll be just saying 50% of those guys are actually, they don't think they're the shit, right? You said like half of
which ones?
The really big jacked guys. Like,
Jack doesn't want competitors. I mean, there's so many levels of being in shape.
The guys that she likes are big fucking muscle bound freak Shannon. Yeah.
Okay.
But I like, here, I'll tell you the thing. I like to fuck a fatty once in a while because.
Like, how fat? There's different types of fatties.
I like to feel hot though. So once in a while, you
like
throw
hot
it down.
Inside a vagina?
No,
I was like, say, that's all hot if you fucking a fatty.
So much fat just like
encompassing your body.
No, but I like to feel like I'm good looking or better looking. So once in a while, I'm like, yeah, I'll throw it down with that chick. You get to feel like.
But it depends.
What was that movie? American Psycho?
That makes me feel.
Like, I'm not even in shape, but I'm still like flexing in the mirror.
It really depends on the kind of. I don't really fuck fat girls, but I fuck thicker girls, and usually I fuck girls that are in decent shape. But I'm not. I'm into more leaner chicks, but a fatty. What kind? The ones that fat with little titties. That's the worst shit ever. Shit looks weird.
No, I'm talking
you're
about
like
just
a
gross.
Fat grade school kid.
You're about disgusting. I'm not talking about.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about real sloppy,
actual,
real shit. Okay, I'm just wondering what kinds.
Cretans.
I know some guys that fuck like 200-300-pound girls. They love it. That's all they love that shit.
You're saying 200-300-pounds?
I'm not even bullshitting.
I've seen combined weight of 600 pounds.
He's shown me
the headhunter.
He's shown me women that he's fucked. He's shown me footage of him. Fucking big fat
that's,
man.
I think
that's
the fetish.
You got cold footage too.
Yes, footage.
Spam footage.
Yeah. That should also be fetish. That should be celebrated. Fetish. Like, dude should be bragging more about. Like, because it's like if you're hunting, the bigger the prey that you took down, that should be more impressive, right?
Not when you're fucking chasing it.
Well, you don't have to chase it. It's not moving.
Just let her go. She'll get tired. Relax, everyone.
It's not moving.
If you're chasing a fatty.
I'll stay here. I'll wait for her to get to the door.
If you're chasing a fatty, you're out of shape as fuck.
Wait a minute. There's a food truck. She'll stop. I guarantee it.
I just keep the ice cream, man, so I'm on my phone.
We are such chauvinists. I love it. Caitlin's just got to sit here in the middle of all of it.
She's not fat, so
I know,
fat.
Exactly.
I'm not fat, so
and
I don't care.
Mind, so she's agreeing with all
I
this.
Am. People,
the thing is that it's what's funny is like, doesn't matter what shape you're in, there's someone for you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's someone for you. Some people don't like, and I get it. I don't know. It's your brain. Some people don't like that super muscular shit. Some people like lean, tall. Everybody's getting it. It doesn't matter.
Zach, when you get pussy, do you feel like people are fetishizing your fatness? Because I would be like
at this point, sometimes yes.
Yeah, I would feel like I was like, dude, there's no way they like this except for they fucking just love a big old fat guy.
Do you think they're getting? They feel like they're getting fucked by a mob boss. A lot of mob bosses are fucking fat.
When a guy's too muscular, though, sometimes that's I don't like because it's like too.
Well,
it's like hard.
When a girl's got too big of titties and too nice of an ass, I just hate it. It's just it's awful.
But there's some motherfuckers that don't like that super perfect shit either. They'll like a girl that has a little bit of a.
You need to feel natural. Secure. That's an insecure person, though. If I'm telling you right now, that's all comes from your own insecurity. So you see something on them that's an imperfection, and you go like, oh, cool. Well, now, those.
You think,
and then you point it out too. I'm that guy. I won't just point it out. I'll like fucking leave hints. I'll sign her up for a fucking some sort of fucking list. Like, and how to fucking
but
get your ass bigger.
The insecurity will come from. This is what happens too. Sometimes the insecurity will come from that person because sometimes if somebody's perfect, they're fucking assholes. They're usually bitches, and so you get thrown off because they. A lot of times when girls are super, super fine, there's a specific lifestyle that they want.
Wait, are you saying that you have to also like a girl's personality to have sex with her?
No, I'm not talking about
sex with her.
You gotta hang out with her before we fuck. I'm talking before you fuck, before you even get into it. That a lot of times you can be, a lot of guys go, oh, I feel insecure, I can't talk to this chick that looks perfect because usually they're fucking bitches.
Yeah.
They're usually bitches. That's why when you meet a hot chick and you go, yo, this girl's fine as fuck, and she cool as hell. It's like a bonus.
Yeah.
Right? We always go, and she's mad cool because
it's
you're their fucking bitches. Because
you expect them to suck.
Most of the time.
Here's the problem, guy.
I said most, not all.
It's hard to take dating advice from you because you're fucking gorgeous, and you're famous and you're very successful, you know, pussy for you is like nothing. Like, this is why I like Dante's podcast, because Dante's got Dante's a fucking bone fat. In his ear. He's got
But that, he fucks
hot bitches.
He's a bad motherfucker.
He does, dude. Dante,
you know, he was one of the, he was number one stripper in New York City.
I know. Do you think that they're fetishizing him? Do you think he's somebody's fetish?
Yeah. Of course!
Yeah, yeah, some sort of like fucking...
Because I've never seen anybody else like Dante.
I've seen Brad Williams.
Apocalyptic fucking, you know
Brad.
Future caveman
Brad
Dante.
Williams,
Brad, I've been around him in Montreal when girls were giving him threesomes. Like, girls would be like, we're leaving. And Brad's like, I'll see y'all later. you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
See, of course, everybody's getting it. Yeah. Everybody is getting it.
But some people get it easier. Let me ask you, because I want to touch on this, because I know you got to go start your show, I'm assuming, soon. And thank you for... People loved you on the show last week.
Did they? This fucking podcast is
they
dope.
Fucking loved you.
It's the shit. And his is fucking killing. Like, yeah,
he's a fucking monster.
Killing.
Yeah, so...
great.
But did you hear about this whole... Dina Hashem and
I'm going to talk about that. Yes,
Tension.
I sent a tweet to her, man. I said, yo. I said, keep.
I'm coming to kill you, bitch. No, Godfrey like, loves.
Keep her. Gunsport.
Clown emoji. Godfrey loves mumble rap.
I did. I got one. I got one that said, "On God, I'm going to shoot this bitch up" under one of my flyers for my show tonight at Bar 9. So,
why? Because you made a joke.
I put the tweet out telling all of the comics to make a joke. Prove
but that
loyalty.
Was. But I saw one of those people making like a threat to Chad Zumok.
Chad, that's my buddy.
Well, they
I know
his Twitter.
I know Chad is.
They hacked his Twitter. Oh, go to Chad's Twitter right now.
They're hacking it.
They hacked it. They took it over and they're tweeting out, I'm a clown. It's hilarious.
Because I talk to Chad almost every other day.
Chad's problem is he asked for it. He's going to troll them and he's going
to. Dude, he went at Patton Oswalt. Him had the battle.
I know. Yeah. So. It's fine, but then he also can't complain that he's got to have cops at a show in Chicago. You can't. It's like, all right, dude, if you want to fucking troll them specifically to the point where they're going to start threatening you,
right.
I don't believe these threats are real, and I want to get into that. You know, the more famous you get, the more exposure. You think Joe Rogan doesn't deal with threats? Every day, he probably gets an email. I'm coming to fucking kill you, dude. Yeah, you fucking hunt. I'm coming to fucking kill you.
And I know Rogan has fortressed the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dude, yeah, you ain't coming to him.
It's a price of becoming famous. And if you're saying anything controversial at all.
Publicly,
you're going to deal with that.
Yeah,
so
used right. to it.
Yeah, it's a price
it's your
you're
bed.
Pay. So what happened? You said, what do you think of this whole thing? You said you
I saw the joke and I was like, I get what she was trying to do. I get it. You know, and I think I'm blaming it on the monster that has been created by mainly white women, which is the truth, because most of them are the most offended. If you watch in comedy shows.
Right, Caitlin.
I don't get it.
No, she's fucking not getting it. No, I'm talking about white
she's
women
getting
in general.
Dumb
white bitches.
Like,
I'm being serious. Bitches. Because even Oakerson and all that were talking about the problem in comedy now is white women. They're the only ones bitching about everything, which is the truth. Because anytime someone
and white men that are trying to fuck those women.
No, the white women. Right, the white men that follow them.
So true.
And it's like, and so they've created this monster, LGBT, all of them. Everybody's super sensitive about anything. You bring up, like, there's a joke I do where I bring up lesbian. And as soon as I say lesbian, everyone goes, ooh, I go, I'm not even finished with the motherfucking joke.
Yeah.
I said lesbian because it's the proper term. Shut the fuck
but
up.
But it's people being offended on behalf of other people, too.
But it's,
because it's
phony.
Like,
it's phony.
No, exactly.
Lesbians, gay people have great sense of humor.
Yeah, it's straight people.
Gay people don't give a fuck about.
Amazing.
They want to laugh at jokes. People that have actually been disparaged and have actually dealt with some shit, they want to have relief, and that's why they go to a comedy show.
Joking about a certain group of people is including them in society.
Yeah, exactly.
I should be normally talking.
Yeah.
Like, so I purposely go, this lesbian, and everyone goes, ooh, I go, oh, so you guys aren't ready to accept them yet. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So don't fucking give me this protest. I'm down for gay rights, but when I say lesbian, you're reacting. You should not react when I say lesbian.
When he finishes
the
joke,
term.
He says, should be thrown in a fire.
and they knew where he was going.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not even ready, and these are the people that are supposed to be ready for, like, we accept them. So in comedy, when we dog you, you're part of society.
Yeah,
you're a regular motherfucker now.
And her joke wasn't even dogging him.
No!
It was
she
such
was
a mild
to do
joke.
Venmo
here's
shit.
The crazy thing that I saw interacting with these people. Most of them haven't seen it. They're only going off
of course, but that's
the major platform.
Like,
people that'll go, who the fuck is this bitch ass comedian that disrespected blah, blah, blah.
Oh man.
And then the thread goes,
they're reaching.
They're calling her a white bitch. First of all, it's a Muslim fucking chick.
Dude,
who's
I screenshotted somebody calling her a Jew.
I know. Her cadence is white.
Yeah, no, yeah. She does have that fucking white.
She has that Williamsburg.
And also perception is reality to a certain degree. So it's like, look, I'm perceived as a Puerto Rican man, but I am fucking white deep down inside. Everyone knows that about me, okay?
Yeah.
You are perceived as black. He's perceived as blacker, obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
Well,
but she.
But I talk black, too. About my pro-blackness. pro-blackness. I mean, you know, it's progressive.
You know how to talk white about your blackness.
No,
which
I don't talk white because I speak better than a lot of white people.
No. But you know how to talk.
I don't want to give them white people credit like that.
You know how to use the white the white dialect.
I love you guys.
I love you, Godfrey. Have fun, man. Go listen to In Godfrey We Trust. I'm assuming you're going to get into this on your show.
Godfrey on my Instagram. Follow me, GodfreyComedian.com.
Look at her shoulders. Tempo, look at her shoulders.
Website to check out my damn motherfucking dates and shit. You all right? GodfreyComedian.com. And follow me on my In Godfrey We Trust the podcast. Bye, guys.
Godfrey looks like he's your trainer.
I just got to drink some more water.
He's got to whip in a chair.
I just got to drink some more water. That's all.
Yeah. It's all water, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
That's what water weight means. It's all muscles.
So, Dina, I guess I don't want to play the joke because she wanted the joke taken down from Comedy Central. So,
we also have Caitlin Rupert here today.
I thought you did say my name.
I don't know.
I did.
The joke was essentially this rapper, XXXTentacion, was killed on his way to buy a car with $50,000 in cash.
Cash.
That's very tragic, but never have I seen a better commercial for Venmo, which is can we just, let's fucking calm down, everyone. It's not the fucking greatest joke of all time. I am behind Dina.
Yeah,
it's a good joke.
People, yeah.
It's fine. It's a good joke.
It's a good joke. Some kids were just arguing that it wasn't
funny. But people were just like, she told the greatest joke ever. She's the greatest comedian to ever live. And you got, it's like, all right, guys.
Well, they also have to write these jokes like fairly, like they have to be topical. So they write them fairly soon before
the show. Dina is a great comic and she's a great joke writer. But at the same time, I'm not, her wanting to remove a joke from the internet because she's getting death threats, I sort of understand. I personally wouldn't.
Yeah, she's not used to it.
I understand if you're a chick. Like, for me, it's just a different thing. Like, I've been threatened plenty of times. I've had people tell me that they're going to come meet me at a show, that they're going to come fucking kill me, blah, blah, blah. I just sort of don't take the threat in any sort of serious way. And part of the reason is because, number one, people have big balls on the fucking internet. You click on their profile, you see that they live across the country. Like, they're not coming. They're not coming.
I've gotten a time and place death threat.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to meet you at Skankfest with a knife.
Yeah. I saw a lot of apostrophe.
It was Jimmy Martinez.
I saw a lot of apostrophe 22 in people's profiles.
What's that?
That means they don't graduate high school until 2022.
Oh. Yeah.
I
thought there was another rapper. I was like, oh god, they got another guy out there after.
One of my trolls was 15. Yeah. I was like,
we're literally arguing with children.
Yeah, these are all kids. I mean, the one kid was that was tweeting at Chad Zumok. Pull up Chad Zumok's Twitter, which it's very funny that they.
He may have it's coming up. Sorry, the page doesn't exist right now.
Wow. Oh. Okay,
so
he may have taken it down. So the one guy was like, literally like, you're going to die or something like that. And then Chad Zumok responded to him. He was like, well, nice to make a threat on the internet. And the kid's like, it's not going to be me, but don't worry. We're coming for you. Some shit like that.
Yeah. We own the internet, I think it was.
And it was literally a 16-year-old kid with blonde hair, like who lived in California in front of his dad's BMW. And you're like, he's not coming, Chad.
Right.
I promise you he's not coming.
Now, you know what's the most fascinating about that behavior?
You could say that in general about a Chad Zumok show, though. It's not, no one's coming. We promise.
We love Chad. Chad Zumok.
But really, they really learned that behavior from somewhere. So they've seen people.
Yeah, his lyrics.
That's why they love him.
No, they've seen their parents call in and threaten and manipulate shit. Like, you know, that's where they fucking learn the shit from. People do that. That's why the kids know to do that.
I believe that they are learning it from the internet today. Today, we have no accountability for what you write online. You can call somebody whatever you want on a Reddit page or a Twitter page or in a YouTube comment, and there's not much. It is what it is. I mean, there's a difference. It used to be on a bathroom wall you would write these things, and that was the only place to write the nastiest things anonymously. And then now you have, you know, everything else that's out there, all of these other platforms. So, I feel bad for Dina. I do, to a certain degree, because people are coming after her. However, the amount of support that she's getting and the fact that her name is this widely known, this shit all disappears. People live in this online world and they will just move to the next thing. So it's a net positive, in my opinion, for her. She's going to walk out of it.
It comes back up, though. It'll come back up. Like, so the same way, like, you opened up on X's criminal abuse charges from 2016.
Which, do we confirm that? Did that happen?
But it seemed, I'm saying, it's 3 years later.
We even tried
later.
To look it up and we got distracted.
I know. But it's 3 years later, he's dead, and that's the first thing that some people speak on when his name comes up.
Well, no, it's not.
It's because they're putting him on a pedestal.
The first thing we spoke on.
I think it's people. No, I think it's the people are fucking going after this comedian and issuing her death threats because she made a joke about a guy's death, and he wasn't the person that people are pretending that he was. If he beat the shit out of his chick and killed their baby, he's a piece of shit.
He also almost beat his cellmate to death, and the quote was, "Nigga did some gay shit, so I had to crack his skull open."
Confessed to domestic abuse and other violent crimes in New York and secret recording. He talked about assaulting his ex-girlfriend and stabbing 9 people on the tape. Doggy, I'm just saying, you know, that's not the guy. That's not the guy that you would fucking go after a little girl for about making a joke, right? It's just not the guy. Anybody who has any sort of sense in the world wouldn't start to attack.
They don't see him that way. They don't see him that way.
But they should. That's so much worse. That's so much worse than what anybody has done that's been canceled in the comedy world. Stabbing 9 people and beating his pregnant girlfriend is, I think it's worse than Cosby.
Probably, definitely, yeah. But that's not for us to judge.
Because a lot of those women were sleeping, Caitlin. Don't judge me like that. So they didn't experience it in any way except for the fucking dream world, okay? They thought they were, you know, asleep.
Cosby's Freddy Krueger. It's just a different sweater.
Oh.
You got the body, you know, I got the brains.
That was the worst Cosby.
Wow.
That was
hey.
That was Cosby.
I
didn't realize
that was Cosby.
Hold on, how do I do
thought
it?
You were doing Freddy Krueger.
Some sort of bear, some sort of cartoon bear. You got the body, I got the brains. What is he talking about?
It sounded more like Bane than Cosby. Cosbane.
Some fucking
awesome Jello
Wizard of Oz shit.
Can I do Cosby?
Cosby with an aneurysm.
Bill Cosby.
Still works. Not good. Stop trying.
I'm just going to say his name, and that's the impression.
That's the worst. That's how every bad impression is. I'm Christopher Walken.
I got to eat the jello pudding pops to Bill Cosby.
Is that what he sounds like to you?
Now you sound like Stallone.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian, I got to eat the pudding pops.
We waited for Godfrey to leave to do a Cosby impression. Quick, somebody talk about your African father.
All right, gentlemen and lady, we got to talk about Blue Chew, which is the shit. Temple, have you been fucking with the Blue Chew yet?
Nah.
Doggy, I'm going to give you one right now.
I'll try it. Yeah, give me one.
Let's see. You're going to fucking...
Jerk off really hard.
No, don't jerk off with it. Don't waste it. You gotta know when you're going to hook up with a chick. And you gotta go sneak it. You don't want to. It's not sexy to be like, oh, I'm gonna pop a Blue Chew and then fuck you. All right. You don't want to hear that, Caitlin. Right.
I want to know.
You want to know if the guy's popping a Blue Chew,
yeah.
Or do you consider it rape if he Blue Chews without telling you?
No, that's his body.
Right. It is his body. Why was my ex so weird about it? She's like, you gotta tell me when you're Blue Chewing. I was like, no, baby.
Oh, really?
That's part of how hot it is for
me. It's like steroids. Right.
It's like roofying myself before. Before we have sex.
I want to know out of curiosity, though.
It's performance enhancing, though, right?
Performance enhancement, exactly. And it basically, it makes you harder, makes you last longer. You can go more rounds. It's fucking great, okay? And
she's really in for it, basically. She thought she was getting Bruce Banner.
And also, you don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to get a prescription. You can do all of it online. You get the prescription right online. They send it right to your house in discreet packaging. So you don't have to spend any time going out and fucking being like, doc, I need some Viagra. It's crazy. It's actually the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. So depending on the prescription they give you, it's the generic version of those. And it's chewable, which means it lasts or it works faster. So here's the deal, okay? When you go to bluechew.com, BLUECHEW.com, we're going to give you your first order free. That's right, guys. I just came because I took a Blue Chew earlier. Free. Absolutely free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. You're paying the shipping, but that's it. You get the Blue Chew right to your door. Get a bigger, harder, fatter, thicker, meaner dick with Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. All right. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, though. But, dude, they don't see him that way, man. And you're never going to convince them to see it any other way.
No, like, I don't think I want to. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm just saying people... You know, if there's anybody on the fence that's listening to this show, it's like,
you
come
want
on.
Them to think your way.
Well, I just feel like let's pick and choose our battles here. This wouldn't be the person that you would freak out over. And also, I mean, the other thing that I sort of like, this is, if I was Dina, I would sort of look at, I mean, how many rappers like talk shit on each other and then the fan bases just trash the other. It's like, They're above it. They're not looking at these death threats from these kids and going like, oh my God, I need to get Comedy Central to get the FBI. It's just they're going like they go to the Taco Bell and they buy a burrito and they go home. Nobody cares. It's just sort of, I think it's par for the course in that world.
I think like
it's the getting doxxed part. I think
it's getting doxxed, and it's like it's the fact that, like,
yes, it is.
You know, as a woman, like, I put where my shows are, and I don't really want anybody showing up because, you know, well, I want people showing up, but I don't want people showing up that have threatened me. It's, I don't know, it's a real thing. Like, I'm usually surrounded, like, it's comedy shows are a bunch of men, so I'm usually surrounded by a bunch of men. So,
but also people that make threats, they're like, there's something off with them anyway, where they're really. Like, if they were there in person, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really sporadic. It's really, there's an offness of a person that's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, ugh. And then they just kind of calm down. It's like, almost like you ever see somebody on the platform that's just kind of spazzing out?
The trolls,
and you're a little bit alarmed. But then you realize, like, oh, that motherfucker's just crazy.
The trolls, I don't really care. Like, I'll fuck with them all the time. I'm not scared of them. But it's when open mic comics don't like me that I'm like, oh, yeah, they're fucking disturbed. They will show up with a gun and fucking shit. Like, my mic, I used to be like, somebody's going to fucking kill me. But these days in the basement of fucking Creek.
Can I tell you why they won't?
Why?
Because in the history of comedy, that's never happened.
Nobody showed up. I had a fucking comic come at me last week. You know this.
With a gun?
Hold on, let me say this. Let me finish. Yeah, exactly. You're being way. Hold on. You had a little tiny girl come after you and you pushed her. Let's stop fucking being stop being a fucking retard right now. That's not the same thing.
You're doing exactly what they're doing on Twitter.
Let me say this. That's not a real threat, right? So there aren't actually people showing up at comedy shows and killing them. That in the history of comedy, that just typically hasn't happened. I know there has been times where people have gotten into fights, but typically people aren't showing up at comedy shows with guns to kill a comedian because they're offended. Open micers that are crazy and wacky aren't showing up with a bomb and blowing up at a mic. Now, yes, I guess there is a first time for everything, but you're literally more likely to be hit by
random.
A car.
That's one that didn't like me.
But you know, it's like,
thanks for bringing him into my life, Lewis.
I just feel like we, you know, everyone sort of deals with that threat, and the reality is men have to deal with it in a different way. I think that people, it's very easy to go, oh, I'm a woman and I have to deal with the threat. And I do see that. I posted on Twitter and I wasn't white knighting. I was legitimately saying to my fan base, if you see somebody threatening a female comic, or really any fucking female for that matter, right? At a comedy show, stand up and fucking say something. Step in and say something. If you see that happen on the subway, step in and say something, right? By somebody saying something, you know, maybe you're putting yourself in a little bit of fucking danger. But as a society, if people were more willing to step up and say something, people would be less willing to abuse people in public.
And more people will be willing to get involved if that first person breaks.
Exactly. 100%. So I said, if they get violent, be more violent. And I fucking mean that. If somebody fucking starts swinging on a chick, yeah, take them fucking down, dude. Two or three guys should get in there and take that motherfucker down and hold him down until the cops get there. Okay?
And go, what did she do?
Yeah, like, listen, dude. Relax.
What did she do?
Relax.
To deserve this?
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's what you choke somebody out and then keep it moving, right?
Yeah.
That's that guy that did that shit at Disney World.
Yeah.
Where he just jumped in, chokes the guy out, and then disappears before the guy wakes up.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not dealing with that guy when he wakes up. But yeah, with men, people are very willing to swing on us. Right, a guy like Dave Temple, a person willing to swing on Dave Temple knows what the fuck he's doing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just typically. No, most of the time. I'm telling you, dude. You can't shake your head no. You can't
I'm just shaking my head no because I'm saying if it's most a drunk person, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're lethal. They're just they're in a state.
I'm saying they're more lethal. Which is true.
Somebody like, that looks at you and is willing to fight you. And same thing with me. People typically don't fuck with me unless they know some shit most of the time. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm dealing with a person now who's very dangerous. Okay. And now I have to, as a man, be expected to fight this. And this person's very willing to hit me in public. And if I'm being hit in public, nobody's jumping. Nobody's saving me. I'm not being helped by anybody in the fucking world. They're going to get around me and they're going to videotape and they're going to go, oh shit, world star, you got knocked the fuck out, nigga. That's it. So it is a very real threat, and men have to sort of just go like, oh, well, you know, it's a great world out there for a man. No. I've been hit before many, many times. I've been into many physical altercations. I've been threatened many, many times physically, whereas I think women, maybe they feel more threatened more often, but I don't know if they're dealing with the actual same type of physical threats the same way that a guy is dealing with if you grew up in any sort of poverty or any sort of fucking shitty environment.
That's the key that you just touched, though. If they don't grow up in that environment where they're used to anything can pop off at any given time, then they're not used to dealing with it. Yeah. So it's like, if you grew up in an environment where, fuck, you go to the movies, it might get shot up. You can either not go anymore or just understand that that is a reality. And I just have to deal with that if that happens. But I'm not going to let that stop me from going to the movies or going to a concert or going to a local basketball game.
I'm not
going to
let that stop me from ruining the movie for everyone else.
right. You understand? Like, but you, because it's like we, if you grow up in that kind of environment, and like where, hey, I could go to this hoedown or whatever. I'm trying to think of some white people shit. Some white people shit where violence pops off.
He says when his girlfriend gets shot.
If there ever was a Zach attack being a,
I know,
a,
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck?
Can I please have the soundboard at my fingertips?
Zach attack! Hold down the hilarious, though. But yeah, whatever, wherever violence can pop off at, you know, people that still patronize those events, those are people that are okay with, they understand, like, oh yeah, something could happen at any given time, but we just deal with it when it crosses the path. Then there's other people who go, oh, I heard that there was a shooting at that skating rink. We're never going again.
I don't know. Right. I've been punched so many times. I can't talk on this subject.
You've been punched by men?
So many, yeah.
Can I say this, Caitlin?
What?
This is going to sound really harsh. What are you doing in your life to get you punched by men so much? I've been arrested multiple times. I don't blame my brownness. I don't blame anything else except for the fact that you're
blowing weed smoke in cops' faces.
I'm disrespectfully smoking weed in public. But I've been punched many a times, right? I've never gone like, oh man, I'm for sure a victim. I'm a fucking idiot and I get into some shit, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just, this is as feminist as I could get because I'm treating you the same way that I look at as a man. I'm like, what are you doing?
What did you do? What happened?
What are you doing to be punched in the face over and over and over again by men?
How'd the fight
I'm saying
start?
Being a, dating, Shannon knows what she's done wrong. Shannon likes men that punch.
I've never been punched in the face in my life.
Never been punched.
That's why it's stomach. Stomach. Just, women have stomach. It. This is not
No. Shannon's boyfriends are the types that yell really loudly in her face and they punch the wall next to her head a lot until she cries.
Not true.
That's what I jerk off to. Yeah. God damn it, you're ruining my fantasies.
What did the guy do to you in the diner, Shannon?
He grabbed my hair. Yeah. He pulled me by the hair and then another time choked me.
Yeah.
It was only that one guy in those two instances, and never.
You're not eating
again.
French fries.
I feel bad to say this, but I'm like, I'm thinking, you know how mad a girl would have to make me for me to grab her by her hair.
Well, I grew up in Patterson, though. So a lot of it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then later it was
you're giving
mugged,
Patterson guys an excuse.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What color were these men?
Oh, you got mugged and somebody punched you.
Somebody punched me.
Oh,
in
so
the
you
face.
Didn't give it up.
What?
You didn't give it up. That's what
no,
you
no,
did.
No, they had my phone already.
And they just punched you anyway?
Yeah. So I chased him and I got my phone back because I was
they
mad.
Looked at her nudes and
like,
went, yuck.
You have to punch me.
iPhone 6.
Whoa, wait. So you're saying you gave up the phone and then because he punched you, you took it back?
Yeah.
There are holes in this fucking story.
I don't believe this story.
All right, start from the beginning. Let's
You want the whole story?
I want to know how you ended up getting mugged. Where were you?
I was in Washington Heights.
Okay, and you're just walking around.
I was walking
around.
My dog and I was talking on the phone.
You had a dog.
Yeah.
They ran. Is this a little dog, big dog?
A little dog.
Black people hate dogs.
Is that what it was?
So first thing, you probably spooked him.
I didn't say he was black yet.
You did. We know what he was.
You did say he was black, didn't you?
Or Dominican guy, right? Dark side Dominican.
Well, you also said Washington. Oh, yeah.
So, I actually did. When I said it to the cops, I said he looked like a dark-skinned Dominican.
Yeah, of course. So but you were. So the dog, he started barking back at the dog. And what happened?
They ran up behind you.
He took my phone and
How did you stop? How did he get you? How did he get close?
The dog was taking a shit. I think.
So
I don't know.
The dog was taking a shit.
Yeah.
You just felt somebody walk up and slide your phone on your hand.
Who are you talking to?
My boss. I was trying to quit my job.
Okay.
I was like real pissed.
So about what time is this?
In the nighttime.
Yeah, it's the nighttime.
Like 11 o'clock?
It was like 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
And you got your phone to your face or you got headphones on? And he just walks up
and
to you?
And took it, yeah.
Really?
And I turned around and that's when he punched me. And I think he knocked me out for a second because I like broke my ribs and like messed up my knee. And then like when I kind of came to and like looked up, he was still there. And then he started running. But then that's when I got pissed because then I was like, you could have done that before. You didn't have to punch me. Uh-huh. Why'd you fucking punch
me? Pause for a second.
Where's the dog?
So I dropped the leash. I just ran. I know. I'm a crazy person.
What happened to the dog?
So I called my roommate once I was in the cop car, and I was like, "Can you go look for my dog?" And
you knew your roommate's phone.
You're
number?
A psycho. You left your dog.
I know. I didn't
to go get a phone.
I wasn't to go get a phone. It was because I was
now,
insane.
Well, a phone is more.
And I was mad at the guy.
Yeah, and you caught him. You said you called.
So I started.
She said she got knocked out and then she woke up.
Broke a rib.
Let me finish
and
the
she broke a rib.
Story.
I feel like she told this story on this podcast before because I remember the whole
story.
Yeah,
I think the first time, like 2 years ago.
Okay, keep on going.
Well, maybe I didn't tell the whole story. But yeah, so I chased him and I was like shit talking and like screaming. So I was like telling him I was going to catch him. I was like, I'll catch you. Track MVP, motherfucker. You better run. And then I was just screaming help. And then this like big fat hipster dude was like, oh, give her phone back. So technically, he did give the phone back to the big fat hipster dude. And then I was like, oh,
so
a man
saved the day.
I hate you. So then I was like, oh, you'll punch a woman, but you'll give my phone back to a man. That's literally what I said.
Some fucking identity politics horseshit. And then he punched you again, deservedly so. That second punch, you literally deserved.
No, but then we chased him and he got away. And then we flagged down a cop car and shit. And they never found him.
I love how just the average black kid could outrun a track star. A white track star.
He wasn't outrunning me. I was right behind him. What was I going to do? I wasn't going to like physically do anything to him. I just, whatever.
Just running next to him. Good for a nice jog.
Just to show how fast white women are.
You bitch asshole. But then, yeah, all the pain set in and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I couldn't move.
Did you find the dog?
Yes. My roommate went outside and he was literally just sitting waiting for me like outside the apartment door because I was on my block. So I was like really close to my house.
Yeah. My son's mother got mad at me when we were in Disney. we were doing the safari. And I'm not really a men's rights activist. I just sort of play one on this podcast and in life most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was just gonna say the things you say.
So we were on the safari and they were talking about how the female lions do all of the hunting. Yeah. Or it was like an overhead speaker. When we were looking at the lions, they were like, the female lions do all of the hunting.
Yeah.
And that has since been disproven. And the male lions do some of the hunting. Yeah, no. It has. It has been.
We've discussed it on the show because I brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Like the fag that you are.
And no, I think we were watching a male lion hunt and I was confused.
Yeah, exactly. So then she got so mad at me. She's like, you just have to be so anti-woman. And I was like, I'm not being anti-woman. It's just a fact.
I'm anti-lion.
Doggy, they were misinforming my child. I was trying to give him the real information.
Oh, my bad. Did I miss something? Were you yelling this out during the tour?
Were you yelling this at everyone?
Yeah. This is not a conversation between you.
Not yelling.
They weren't even at Disney. They were in the theater for the Lion King.
That's bullshit.
Propaganda. Excuse me, Mr. Tour Guide. That's actually bullshit.
This isn't real ass enough.
Life isn't a circle. It's an oval.
Doggy. She got so mad because she's like a fucking bleeding heart liberal feminist and she's like, you can't just let women have something, can you?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm not letting women not have anything.
Poor fucking James.
I'm not letting women not have anything.
Wait, can we tell him I taught him the word feminism the other day and Lewis was still in the house and he's like, don't do that. No.
That's not what happened. You fucking crossed the line. That's what happened. What'd you do? What did you do?
I told him the word. Wait, I don't remember why it came up.
She did. He's like, what is feminism? No, she
said feminism.
And then she was
though.
Like, well, was you know, women cute. Women have been fucking whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, don't fucking indoctrinate my kid into your horse shit. I don't teach him we don't talk politics or social issues with my child. He talks fucking male lions, also hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how sometimes the male apes will take care of their young.
What?
Do you know that? Do you know that?
In all fairness, they get them 3 days a week.
Every other weekend, millions. Yeah, look, they are definitely behind on bamboo ant payments, but
yeah, but it's nice that they got a tree so close to the mom.
Listen, okay, we don't need to discuss politics or fucking. His mom already does that with him. Dave Smith did that with him. Dave Smith said something.
So why can't I? Oh, so
and I told him not to. No, I told him not to.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come around that panel. Hold on.
I told him not to.
We don't talk about politics.
We don't talk about any of that horse shit.
I'm teaching
him. He talks about Paw Patrol, nigga.
I was teaching him a word, Lewis.
Paw Patrol's got some politics. Words are important.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats.
Hey, one fucking chick. She does nothing.
On Paw Patrol?
No, it's true. I hate Paw Patrol.
Yo, you know what's funny? They were saying about how like... they didn't feel like girls were really represented in television when we were growing up. And I'm looking at, like, you know, there were a lot of girls on TV.
Mary Tyler Moore.
The fuck is that? I'm talking about, like, when we were kids watching kids cartoons.
I thought our cartoons were better because we had, like, Captain Planet and shit. What do kids have now? Fucking
every cartoon's pretty great now. They're pretty awesome now. They and everything is a lesson. They teach you within everything. All the ones where they're, like, 3 and 4, like Paw Patrol and, like... Team Umizoomi, they have little fucking lessons within the thing. So they're teaching them math. They're teaching them fucking... Like, my son's legitimately good at math. It's scary, you know? And...
Numbers scare you?
It's terrifying. But, yeah, it's... And, you know, it's just, you know, the quality... It is a nicer world. He's living in a nicer world. You know, there's not as much rape...
Now, you think it's a nicer world. There's a new level of trauma, like his parents arguing in Safari at fucking Disneyland. That's trauma right there. Well, if you guys are on a tour,
to chill. She's obsessed.
Interrupting.
I'm saying what is a fucking fact, which is that the lions sometimes hunt. Okay?
Yeah,
that's a fact, and that they should change the little speaker thing because they're misinforming. If millions of people.
That,
but this was probably
that
the end
is
of
trauma to James. I'm trying to tell you, he's going to remember that. A fucking speaker sparks off an argument between mommy and daddy on
just
fucking
cries
vacation.
Every time he sees an MGM movie.
This is probably at the end of a long diatribe of like Lewis going off about every fucking thing in the park, though. I'm sure.
Right.
That's
right.
Not true. I was
That's
very
why
chill.
You're scared of numbers now.
I was very chill on that vacation. I'm extremely chill. I'm a chill motherfucker. Do we have more fan fiction? Nice.
It's right in front of you, yeah.
We're going to do that in a second. Let's get some plugs out of the way.
Do-do-do.
Blam. Thank you, Lewis, for having a genius mind and always remembering things. God, I'm great. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my mind. It's a big open space. A lot of cool shit happening inside of it. That's what the Realist Podcast is, by the way. It's just inside of my head what's happening. It's like, remember that show Herman's Head from when we were kids? Mm-hmm. And every week I invite some new people into my head. Somebody should animate that. It'd be fun, right? Nate, can you animate that? Nate, aren't you an animator? Come on.
No, I'm not an animator.
No, he's Australian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. He's misunderstanding.
Yeah. It was a difficult word. So long, I saw a U, an A, an N. I don't know, man. So, Dave Temple, what would you like to plug?
Monday nights, tonight we will be at Bar 9 for the Unpopular Opinion Show. Come on out. We have the stand-ups voiced out.
Wait, is it called opinions. The Opinion Show and it's unpopular?
Unpopular Opinions. Yeah, man. You guys should come by tonight, 8:30. We go live on Instagram at 10 o'clock to discuss the unpopular opinions of comics. You guys get to weigh in at home. So follow me at I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms. Be there or 8:30 for the live show.
Caitlin Rupert.
I'm just going to tag my social medias. Follow me on Instagram at Caitlin Rupert and on Twitter at Rupert Caitlin. Oh, and I'm going to be in Denver the 30th to the 6th of August. So watch for Denver shows.
Nice. Nice. Denver's a cool city. You don't smoke weed, though. Mm.
Caitlin also has a podcast.
Oh, sorry. I have a podcast with Shannon called Pod After Lockup. If you watch Love After Lockup, we recap the episodes, and sometimes we have on the cast members
Sounds
to talk
awful.
To us.
Sounds like a goddamn
it's a great,
nightmare.
It's a lot of shows about
the whole
girls
show.
In jail,
the
man.
Show Pod After Lockup sounds like a nightmare. So a show about
no
an awful
Love After
show.
Lockup is the show. Pod After Lockup.
No, that's what I meant. Love After Lockup sounds like a terrible show.
It's a great show.
Then it's a podcast about that terrible show.
A lot of fan interaction and engagement.
Yeah, they love it. They love it.
Okay, all right.
Do you guys do that? Y'all talk together like that?
Yeah. What do you mean?
You guys, y'all sound like those people from Saturday Night Live, the sweaty balls people.
Shannon has gone from being my girlfriend to being my wife because she just yells at me most of the time and gets
mad. She needs it.
Listen to it. Go ahead, do it again. Talk together.
No, she's good.
The problem is that we talked about this in the last show. From an auditory standpoint, two women's voices and that's it.
My voice sounds nothing like Shannon's though.
I know, but they're all you guys have women voices. Women voices are just weak and twangy.
Shut the fuck up.
Women's voices are like cat meows.
Yeah.
I'm sure they all sound different, but
you need a roar.
No.
You need a fucking big old manly roar with a mane who also hunts sometimes.
We have male guests.
I hunt.
No one wants to go into an apartment with a bunch of cats.
Sometimes if I see something, I'll muster up the energy and I'll kill it.
And I can't send my bitch to go do it. I guess I'll get up.
I can't kill if I really want to, just so you know.
I'm on disability.
I need my pills.
He can kill. He just chooses not to most of the time.
Like Lewis on stage. I didn't say you can't kill. I said you can kill.
Thank you. That was compliment. That's the most complimentary he's ever been in my comedy. Pew pew. Zach, what do you have to plug?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Comics watching horror movies, genre movies, B movies. This week on Friday, we got a fucking killer episode. Just a tease, it's me, Michael Malice, and Eli Sayers watching Hellraiser.
Holy shit,
it was fun.
That's awesome. Malice is a fucking
I did not know. Malice, obsessed with fucking Hellraiser.
Really?
Has worn the Hellraiser puzzle box on Fox News.
Wow.
Had no idea. I just picked it randomly. He fucking knew everything about Hellraiser.
That's funny.
And also, Capital Wrestling is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee at Music City, August the 11th. Come down. If you're in Nashville, shoot me a message. I'm trying to get some fans out. We're going to have a real fun taping.
Sweet, guys. Check out, obviously, all the podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial to the premium service, which gets you access to every episode of this show. All the Gas Digital shows, the latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube and Google Play and everywhere else, which is incredible. Go fucking check them out, baby boys. But if you want everything we've ever done, which is thousands and thousands of hours of content at your fingertips, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more, use the promo code RAP. You save $1.50 a month. $7 a month gets you access to everything we've ever done. And a brand new app right now. We're waiting for approval on Google. So I know a lot of people have been complaining about the old app. We've been working. The reason there hasn't been updates on that old app is because we've been working on a new one. It's been submitted. We have a bunch of people that we're going to be obviously allowing to test for beta. And you're going to get more information about that. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. I'm going to be tweeting about it. And some live shows, Monday, August 19th, Legion of Skanks and Friends live stand-up show at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, California. The podcast sold out in minutes. I think an hour, the podcast sold out.
It's 60 minutes.
It's minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, minutes would be anything more than 1 minute. Podcast sold out in 2 months. Minutes. the live stand-up show, there's still some tickets left. Burt Kreischer, Tony Hinchcliffe, Tim Dillon, Kurt Metzger, Annie Letterman, the Legion Skanks, and a few other surprise special guests. Los Angeles, we're coming the fuck out there, baby boy. Come out and represent one of the best comedy shows you could see, period. Also, I'll be with Big J August 22nd through 24th in Texas, right outside of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Look at Big J's website. I don't know what the deal is. We haven't gone on the road together in forever. We're probably going to fist fight each other. This is what happens when me and Big J go on the road. But I'm also going to be driving out to Houston, Secret Group, August 25th. One show, one night only, Sunday night, August 25th. Come the fuck out, Houston. I'm going to tell you right now, tickets should be on sale by the time this is out on iTunes on Friday. They should be on sale. So get those tickets now. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last time I was there, we killed it. They only had the small room available this time. Last time I sold out the big room in like a week. This will sell out. Don't wait to get the tickets. Go and check for those tickets right now. The Secret Group is the name of the venue. And a lot of other stuff coming up this this winter. I'm going on tour with Kurt Metzger, which should be a strange hell of a time.
That's good that you were able to work that out. Like y'all, because how long have y'all been friends again?
Kurt Metzger was the first person that I ever met that was a comedian.
No, I'm talking about like after the last fight. Like y'all worked the fight out and fixed that fast to be.
I mean, the fight was like, the fight only was.
That was months ago, right?
No, it was probably a year ago at this point.
A year ago, but yeah, y'all probably got past that and you were on tour within a year. That's dope.
Yeah, but we were sort of past that within a week. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't that. But we're different. It's like a different level of friends. Like me and Metzger have known each other. Metzger introduced me to Big J, Vecchione, Joe DeRosa, Nate Bargatze. He's the fucking dude.
Right. We were able to see and find the value in the friendship and put the bullshit aside, which more people need to be doing that. That's what I'm saying. That's fucking
dope.
Did
you take ecstasy or something? What's going on? Yes. Yes. I got it.
That's all I was fucking saying.
Are you positive fucking asshole?
Everyone gets mad at me for being positive. What is that? Not calling you gay.
Call me gay.
That's what positivity feels like. That's the fucked up part. It feels gay, right? That's why we don't lean into it.
Lewis has too many things to be mad at to stick on one thing.
I'm not that mad. People think that I'm mad on Twitter. I'm literally bored. I'm literally bored.
I only got involved this weekend because it was hot and I was in the house. I usually don't fight with people on Twitter. It was just fun.
The people that are, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow in Skanks tonight, but like the Kath Barbadoros and the fucking...
I didn't know who that was.
What's his name? Feral Jokes.
I was like, who is this person?
Jake Flores.
It was fun, wasn't it?
The Jake Floreses of the world.
I love watching him fight on Twitter.
What?
I love watching him fight on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
Get in the mix. It's so funny.
Like Lewis is fighting something.
Throw something. It's funny. Twitter, that's all Twitter is.
I do
it
all the time.
It's a water balloon fight.
These people are fucking losers that are bored.
We are too. I was a bored loser this weekend.
No,
that's why I was in there.
Temple, I'm not a fucking loser. These people are losers.
You were a loser.
No.
Those 24 hours.
No. Guess
you were
what? I was still running fucking multiple businesses. Still creating.
I told one guy, give me an hour. I'm about to go on stage, but I'll come back to the
Temple.
Conversation.
Temple, no. It's a different fucking level. These people are fucking nobody, scum of the earth, fucking losers who create entire careers out of being reverse internet trolls.
But we need
we don't need them.
Who are we going to
feed
on?
That's the last time you're on my show. I'm sick. I'm sick of his fucking horseshit, faggot, fucking devil's advocate shit. Shut up.
Look at it this way, people. Look at it this way. God damn.
I'm sick of it. It's just like every time. I hate it. You're stop playing devil's advocate every time. This is what he does on the show. If you listen, every time Temple's on the show, anytime a point's being made, he just takes the counter fucking point to take the counterpoint.
I believe what I'm saying also. I'm not just
nothing.
Fucking here to agree with
you.
You
believe that you have the same body as Godfrey.
Yeah.
You stink.
Yeah.
Your view stinks. You don't have the fucking proper view on the world.
I'm not here to agree with you, motherfucker. Shit.
I'm sick of it.
We're here to hash it out.
No, we're not hashing it out. You do agree with me.
About what? What are we even arguing
even
about?
You don't even know.
Exactly.
Because he's a devil's advocate faggot. A devil's faggot.
Is that your phone?
And of course. It's gone off four times, but he has to turn it off because why wouldn't he?
I should turn it off?
Devil's ad faggot. Name of the show. I don't care. We're going to have advertisers on this one. Yeah, well, devil's ad faggot. That's what he is.
I wrote it down.
For no reason.
For no reason what? What are you talking about?
You don't even know what we're arguing about.
No.
You don't have any convictions. You just are devil's ad faggot.
I'm not. I believe in what we were losers on Twitter this weekend.
Devil's ad faggot is the best thing I've ever said on the show.
No one's arguing that. The bar is very low.
Don't cross me, Temple.
Don't cross
me. Don't cross
me. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Don't cross me, Temple.
What are you talking about?
Don't.
What is this? What are you doing?
Me.
Think like you or you fucking bully?
No, it's not think like me. You're just playing devil's advocate.
I'm not. It's okay to disagree, motherfucker. The fact that the people are, even though they're losers to you, we feed on those people. Those people, those fans of, well, they made that motherfucker.
You're talking about two different things. He was talking about reverse trolls like the Kath Barbados and Jake Flores.
Right.
Yeah. You're talking about fans who
he's not even listening. He's just
You guys are talking about two different things.
He's just yapping. He's just.
Go ahead. Let's hear it out. And see if point, listen. Lewis. Hear it out and see if I'm wrong.
No, he'll disagree no matter what because that's what he does.
Hear it
he
out. And see
that,
if I was wrong.
He thinks that's interesting podcasting. He's just disagreeing to disagree. We can agree sometimes, Dave Temple.
We agree a lot. We're agreeing on
Shannon,
a little simple thing.
Shannon, I need you to cut
thing.
Together a devil's advocate, a devil's ad faggot, Dave Temple supercut. Okay, where every fucking time I say something, he just takes the opposite view for no fucking reason.
We agree
and then
he
puts his finger
shit.
On his chin like he's pontificating. It drives me out of my fucking mind.
Everything drives you out of your mind. A fucking speaker that disagreed with you in Disneyland drove you out of your fucking mind. Lewis, it's you. You just want everyone to agree with you.
That's not true.
I'm not. I don't do that.
I like
people. He loves
people.
Arguing.
I like people disagreeing with me. I legitimately
do. So what
did.
The fuck are you yelling about now? You're like a chick.
You're being a devil's ad faggot. Sick of it. I'm not even. Am I being crazy, Zach?
I think the miscommunication just escalated.
It's fucking.
Stop choosing your. What did you do to Zach?
I've given him a life. You fucking crazy.
Zach, tell this motherfucker he's being crazy.
I don't like either of you right now.
I'm not being that fucking crazy right now. I'm
In all fairness, you guys were not listening to what he was saying.
Okay. That's why I said go ahead and repeat it again. And he just keeps saying ad faggot. So that's not
that's
helping.
The devil's ad faggot. It's a little different.
See, now he's just disagreeing just to disagree.
It's fucking great. It's a great
too
joke,
much ADD
man. I'm going to really.
Argument. Can you guys move on now?
No. Caitlin, shut up,
fucking
woman.
Monday.
We'll
hiccup.
Do what we want to do. Yeah. Sit there and fucking take it.
Maybe it's the energy. I was listening to Old Dirty Bastard before I came in. So.
No, the point that I'm making is that there are fucking comedians in the world that their entire life is just latching on to fucking things and trying to get clicks off it. They don't actually create anything. They don't actually do anything. They're not doing anything at all. Like, it's just that's their whole fucking world. So a guy like Jake Flores or that chick Kath Barbadaro, is that her name?
I can't remember. I called her Barbados.
But
that's what I thought it was done.
I mean, I don't know who these people are. I never knew who Jake Flores was. The only I remembered who he was after he'd mentioned me in my podcast multiple times. Because he bombed at Roastmasters back in the day. I mean, really fucking ate his dick. And he got mad at, like, the format and got mad at the judges. I remember he, like, publicly, like, shit on the show because he was a fucking bitch and just ate his dick. That's what happened. It's such a sad thing when it's like, dude, just bomb. Who cares? Nobody fucking cares about a roast battle if you bomb. Nobody remembers it, okay? Nobody ever thought about this kid again. But that was the thing that stuck out about him that I was like, oh, he's a little bitch. The kids who do that are fucking punks. And then he would mention me over and over and over again on Twitter, mention my podcast. But he wouldn't tag me. He'd just be like a little fucking sniveling little fucking bitch, right?
He does the thing that annoys me so fucking much, which instead of quoting your tweet or retweeting it, he takes a screenshot of it.
He did that to me the other day.
You fucking faggot.
Yeah.
I'll take a little picture of it and then I'll post it so they don't know I'm talking about them. You cunt.
Yeah, and then somebody tagged me and he was like, wow, this guy's cool. It's like, yeah, no, obviously you fucking loser. People are fans of mine. People are fans of the things that I create, okay? Yeah. You may not be. You may fucking hate me, but the difference between me and you is you have people that are a fan of your fucking philosophy and the politics that you have, right? So you tweet, oh, Trump sucks, and you get followers from that. Bitch, they don't like you. They don't fucking care. Nobody's getting your fucking back. They're not a fan of anything you've ever done or created. Everybody who likes me, in spite of me being an unlikable fucking cunt, they stick around and they're fucking ready to go to war. So yeah, when you trash me on Twitter, they're gonna fucking say something. And then when they do that, when they trash Legion of Skanks or me or whoever it is, and then the fans come out and they start calling them names or saying shit because we have fans that are passionate about our shit, then they start
being harassed.
Yes, they're talking
about their fans are
how they're being attacked and how our fans are trolling them. It's like, no. You are the troll. You are the person who comes out and says something. And then when there was these kids in my neighborhood who were like smaller than me, and they would fucking talk shit like when I was inside of my house, like out my window, and like they just knew that I couldn't fucking come out and punch them because if I did punch them in the face, it was just gonna look like I'm this fucking dickhead bully. So you were just in this weird position, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what these people do. Okay. So that chick, Kath Barber, I don't know who the fuck this bitch is. She wrote an entire article trashing my comedy festival, trashing us for putting Louis on stage. Then she's tweeting afterwards. I guess she tweeted about Dina Hashem and she was like, where are all these freedom of speech people defending Dina? Of course they're not going to because she's a woman. It's like, That's just not, I figured out what a straw man argument was. That is a straw man argument.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't exist. I literally figured out this weekend. I was like, wait a minute. Is that what a straw man argument is?
Yeah.
It connected. Everything fucking. And then I looked it up. I was like, yes. Yes. Straw man argument, you bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist. Nobody. There wasn't people out there at all. That were being silent about this. And she was like, oh, I was talking about the fans. I was like, what are you talking about? Twitter, what are you talking about? Trolls? Twitter trolls? You're worried about them not defending? Because guess what? Every fan of every comedian in the New York comedy community was also coming out publicly getting Dina's back. There's a whole online war right now between hip hop fans and comedy fans. It's not, it doesn't, is what she's talking about is non-existent. You know, it's like when the Ariel thing, the black Ariel for Disney, like, people were like, oh, look, racist people are going to be fucking furious. White people are going to be furious that Ariel's black. No white people cared.
Mm-mm.
There was nobody gave a shit. Nobody said anything. I didn't see anybody trashing Ariel for being black.
Good luck teaching one to swim.
Jokes were made.
Yeah,
literally dumb jokes were made. Yeah. Nobody gave a fuck, okay? Mm-hmm. They already did this with fucking Black Annie. Nobody gave a fuck that Annie was black. It was a more accurate representation of a child in foster care. Yeah. Let's get real, okay?
My favorite thing that chick did, though, was A, she said... that people called you the murderer at Cap City. You've never done Cap City.
Never done Cap City. I've been to Austin once in my entire life. I did Moon Tower 2 years ago.
And then she's like, I looked at his stand-up once, and he did a bit about Trump locker room talk. That's Dave's bit.
Yeah, she's talking about a completely different person in both cases, because Dave's never been to Cap City either.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, listen, Lewis is known for his biting political humor.
Yeah, it's fucking... what a stupid idiot. Like, she's sitting there, like, she should...
And then she keeps it up when people are like, no, you're wrong, you dummy. And she's like, and she just sticks with her own lie.
I don't know this bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know her. I would never be in this person's world ever in a million years. It's crazy that these people would think that I would ever mention them, give a fuck about them. But they have an obsession with this world and they have nothing to create and nothing else going on. So they need to latch onto these things and to make themselves a part of it. You know, the whole Skankfest thing, let me just tell you something. This is how stupid these fucking people are. Jake Flores, Kath Babar, whatever. All these people are idiots because we literally pay for analysis of our social presence, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you guys kick up dust about Skankfest and you have people arguing back and forth online, guess what? That is just more social impressions. When we go to our sponsors, when we go to new venues, when we go to expand the fucking festival, guess what? It just means more dollars in our pockets. The more you guys talk shit, this is the way the business works, okay? Mm-hmm. This is so the more you guys talk shit against things you guys don't like, the more interest you're creating in it, the more passion you're creating on the other side. When you're in sales, you're looking for an emotional trigger, right? So you're creating emotion on the other side. When you cry, you buy, baby boy, okay? Mm. So you're creating a fucking movement, you fucking fools. So keep it up. Keep it the fuck up. This is what I do. This is my fucking business, okay? So keep it up. These people are... They're nothing. And it's for me to even bring them up on the show, it kind of pisses me off. But the reality is I'm getting sick of not mentioning people by names when they just constantly fucking trash me. They spend their time constantly talking about me online. So fuck you, okay? And by the way, I will say this right now. Don't go and call this woman a fucking fat whore, a fat cunt. That ruins the point, okay? Don't make them right. Ignore them, okay?
Nonviolent.
The reality is you don't need... I don't need anybody's help to beat Kath Barbafuckadaros in an argument. I don't need anybody's help to beat Jake Flores in an argument. And by the way, open fucking invite for any of those assholes to come on any of my platforms and have a conversation with me, because I'm a fucking idiot and I will destroy them on any subject, any debate, anything, okay? Because they are fucking losers and they're fucking just bottom feeder fucking losers,
right?
That are coming from a place of just such disgust. It's not a place from anything, nothing tangible, not a place from anything positive, not trying to create anything, not trying to include people. It is not inclusive at all, okay? It is the most exclusive, shitty, if you're not here in the way of thinking, we are going to cut you the fuck out, we are going to paint you a certain way, and we are going to try to get people to be against you. It's fucking disgusting. It's divisive, and people have no place like that in comedy at all. Or comedy has no... What was I trying to say?
You're good. You got it right.
I said it?
Right.
Yeah, okay,
right,
yeah.
First time.
Got it.
Yep.
I have no place in speaking.
But you do it.
But I do it,
and
bitch.
You do it well.
You know what? They have a place in comedy. They shouldn't listen to me. If they were good, they wouldn't fucking listen to me right now.
You know why you're doing well?
Because I don't have a fucking devil's advocate.
Those people, You're feeding off it.
It's Robbie Bernstein.
Hey, Ed Faggot.
Hey, Ed Faggot. Can you guys call me undies?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You spelled my name wrong on the fucking ad. You Ed Faggot, Jew.
Jew, Ed Faggot. Christ,
I'm still mad about that.
He spelled your name
6 wrong? Months, he spells my name wrong
Z-S-C-H.
On my own ad.
Yeah, it's a promo code.
Yeah, he made my promo code, not my how you spell my name.
Oh,
it's great.
No.
So we were agreeing, though. We were saying the same thing.
Yeah, we were saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. I like that. See, that was how much better that was when you were just disagreeing with me to disagree with me.
We were saying the same thing. Just say it. Just say it. Say it my way.
No, we weren't saying the same thing. You were now agreeing. Lewis, you bent the knee.
Say,
you bent the knee, and I appreciate it.
Say we were saying the same thing.
Thank you for bending the knee to me, finally.
Say.
Thank you. Dave Temple. So, Caitlin, whatever. What do you think of all this stuff?
Which stuff?
I don't know.
Fighting with trolls on Twitter. I don't know. I like watching it. It's fun for me. I don't really care about trolls. They don't bother me. Like, somebody tried calling me. What did they say? They said that I was probably my boyfriend probably left me because I was annoying, and my parents don't love me, and I'm from the suburbs, and I love Taylor Swift. And I was like,
I don't love Taylor Swift.
None of that shit. What?
Wait, aren't all of those things true, or none of them?
First of all, I'm gay, so I don't. If a boyfriend leaves me, I can just get a girlfriend.
Are you officially gay?
I'm a gay lady. No, I'm bisexual.
Yeah, that's not gay.
But then the other thing is my parents are dead. You know that. Parents, doesn't matter if they like me or not. And I live in Harlem, so I don't live in the suburbs.
Well, yeah, you're from the suburbs, though.
No, I'm not. I'm from Patterson.
That's sort of the suburbs.
No, it's not.
It's suburban.
Long time ago.
It's suburban.
Okay. That is how you would describe the people who live in Patterson.
Suburban. Like, I feel like once meth infiltrates the area, it's no longer really the suburbs.
Once what? Right?
Meth. No,
yeah,
it's
like
not
once meth
gets
crack
into,
and
heroin.
It was heroin.
Heroin and
but
crack.
I lived
cocaine.
In a flop house.
Crack and heroin in the suburbs, but once you get meth in, it's no longer a suburb, is what I'm saying, don't you think? Because like meth is way more sloppy.
I don't know. Heroin's pretty sloppy, Dougie.
Yeah.
But it's still like an inside
I feel
drug,
like,
I think. Like people, they're like bust, like when heroin, when people are outside with heroin, it's very city like. But I feel like in the suburbs, they go in the house and do the heroin.
Yeah, I can't. I think just in general.
It's a great DC Benny bit. The heroin, he thought it was somebody in the park doing Tai Chi. Yeah. Just a guy on heroin.
So, look, whatever. We'll move on. We had other things to talk about. So let's do this fan fiction.
What we got?
Real quick. Did you guys actually cast it this time?
I did, yeah. So there's not that many characters this time. So it's Zach, Lewis, and me playing ourselves. And then Dave Temple is going to play Louis C.K. and Caitlin's going to narrate.
Oh, man. I got to narrate? All right.
I have another fan fiction, but it's with Shane, so I'll try to book him on next week to do it.
Got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's another fan fiction. You guys can send in your fan fiction. We'll read them if they're good. Because reading a lot of them now. So we're not going to just start reading every. We're not going to do every one of them. We got to pick and choose the ones because they're getting prizes and everything. Yeah. So shoot us an email at realassofficial@gmail.com and we may read your fan fiction. So here it is.
Wait, words are in there.
And somebody asked me this. They were like, does it just have to be sexual? I was like, no. Doesn't have to be sexual. They can do whatever.
It did start off as erotic fan fiction.
Okay, well, you know what? Go outside of the box. Okay.
Oh, the narrator.
Get outside of Shannon's box. I'm good at this.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready,
I wasn't paying attention. wait, where's my thing, though?
You read the direct, like
say
the directions.
The bold stuff in the top.
Shannon's bedroom, night.
Cricket.
No.
So if you're jinxing me, I can't believe we're actually doing this.
Zach and Lewis both eat blue chew. They break up a pile of blue pills and snort a few lines.
Hell yeah. Well, first of all, you can't snort the blue chews or two. Well, I guess you could. Yeah, no, they crumble. Yeah, they crumble. Have you snorted them?
No, but I want to.
Oh, sorry. You want to make it big on my network or not?
Zach looks at Shannon wide-eyed. With blue residue around his mouth and nostrils.
We all had to go through this. How do you think I got Midnight Spook Show?
Lewis slaps Zach's butt cheek.
That's right, baby boy.
Shannon reluctantly takes off her My Little Pony t-shirt, and her giant wrinkly fake tits flop down.
Ew, Shannon, what the fuck are those?
I told you I have to get them redone.
Zach pukes all over himself.
Ugh, I don't know if I can do this, buddy.
Pull yourself together, faggot.
Shannon continues to undress. Now completely naked, she lays down on her bed and does her best to look sexy.
Oh, this is going to be rough.
Here, let me get you going.
Lewis starts making out with Zach. Shannon contemplates jumping out the window.
How's that, doggy?
Zach, now fully erect.
I think we're good to go.
Lewis and Zach strip naked to the horror of Shannon. Folds of fat and bad tattoos fill Shannon's tiny bedroom.
Can we at least start with some foreplay?
Absolutely.
Lewis starts kissing Shannon.
Can I be honest with you? This is a terrible script. Okay. It's just one word answers and then fucking direction. This person, gay shit. This is one of the worst scripts I've ever read in my entire life. It's just fucking, there's no imagination here.
We've had so many good ones. I guess we were due for
this.
A bad
is
one.
Fucking brutal, Shannon.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
This is a goddamn nightmare. Okay.
At some point with these, this is someone's real fantasy.
Yeah. And also, that's, you know, yeah, we should probably just even, the one funny thing could have been that Louis C.K. was in this.
He is in it.
I know, but we sort of gave that away by letting him us know that Dave Temple's going to be Louis C.K. But then I have no faith in Dave Temple being able to do a Louis C.K. impression. Okay.
That's bad.
This is a bad script. Okay. This is a bad script.
Lewis starts kissing Shannon passionately with way too much tongue.
I do a lot of tongue, Shannon, by the way.
I'm getting nauseous.
Do a little bit of... Shannon, think about it. Shannon wants it.
It's you, Lewis.
I got you, baby girl.
No, wait. You skipped
it's
one.
Okay. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, we good to go?
You call that foreplay? I'm not even wet yet, Lewis.
I got you, baby girl.
Lewis kisses Shannon's neck and she smiles.
Yeah.
He kisses down her body, skipping over her atrocious, stretched out plastic tits.
That's the only part that's funny is him stretching your tits. I got no problem with that.
Now you could say, I got you, baby girl.
No, I already said that.
No.
Oh, no. Ew, Shannon, you don't shave at all?
Staten Island, baby. Woo!
Lewis separates. Okay. Oh.
Lewis separates the smelly thicket of coarse black pubic hair.
Oh, well. Smells like fish, tasty dish. That was pretty funny. That was pretty good.
Lewis starts licking Shannon's hairy stink box.
Smells like shit. That snack's legit.
Zach starts hungrily eating Lewis's butt.
Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, I hate this. Oh, Lewis.
I gotta eat Lewis's asshole. Shut the fuck up.
Shannon, do it sexually.
No.
Shannon, do it. We're all acting right now. I'm doing my best acting job I've ever done in my entire life, so you fucking better act right now, Shannon. Go. Say the line and say it sexy.
Oh, Lewis, you're so tall and so bald.
I can never look her in the face again. Shannon orgasms hard and squirts all over Lewis's face.
I like that.
I hate it.
Oh, fuck. It smells like the East River in here.
It ain't much better back here, doggy.
Oh, God. Hurry up and fuck me, Lewis.
Nah,
wait, no, hold on. Sorry, yeah, a little bit. Shannon, come on. You just squirted all over the place.
Lewis, I got your back. Hey, do it right.
No, technically, I do.
Everyone. All right. Shannon.
Hurry up and fuck me, Lewis.
Now do it sexier, Shannon. Shannon, do it sexier. You can do it.
I can't act.
Don't be. You can. Imagine, think, nobody's here right now.
Close your eyes.
Think about how you really feel about me.
And throw up. I can't.
Go, ready? And sexy, nice and sexy. Go.
Hurry up and fuck me, Lewis.
All right, now, Nate, I need you to clip that. No. And that is going to be a sound drop on my new board that I control in the studio.
Oh, God.
Thank you. I ain't the one fucking you, sweetheart. Ever see a human centipede?
Zach climbs on top of Shannon and shoves his weird cock in her. Lewis gets behind Zach and starts fucking Zach's butt.
Mm-hmm.
The mushy pile grind into each other. Lewis smacks his own flat butt as he destroys Zach's asshole. Zach uses the momentum to give Shannon's smelly cunt a mediocre pounding.
This is the grossest thing I've done since I begged my dad for fake tits.
Oh no, I'm going soft.
You're the best podcaster on the planet, Lewis.
One stroke of his ego.
Hold on, I can make that sexier.
One stroke of his ego sends Lewis into a mind-blowing orgasm. Lewis dumps his potent load into Zach's man pussy.
Don't worry, Shannon. You can't get AIDS twice.
Zach fires off his own load into Shannon's massive canyon. She calls a cunt.
Thank God that's over.
Everyone gets dressed. Zach and Lewis stop at Shannon's bedroom door.
It's not over yet. One last surprise.
Lewis and Zach barricade Shannon's door as a fully naked Louis C.K. jumps out of her closet.
Hey, I hear you're trying to move up in the industry.
Dead-eyed, Louis C.K. stares at a fully dressed Shannon and violently jerks off.
Oh my God, gross. No means no.
Shannon runs around her room trying to avoid eye contact as Louis laughs and chases her while tugging his dick.
Sad dick.
So he's definitely going to do Skankfest now.
We got him locked in after tonight.
Louis C.K. Shoots a load all over Shannon's rainbow-colored hair as she cowers in a corner.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that. We should work together sometime.
Thanks, I'm a big fan.
Fade in.
Keeps going.
Is this a different one?
Yeah, I would have ended it there.
Jesus.
Should we
Christ.
End it there? Are we going to keep doing this?
Yeah, I think we got to end it. I can't.
That's too long.
It's too long.
I've been scanning it for more funny.
Baby James, something. Shannon, Tarms. What's it, Cry Victory? Yeah, she falls in love with me.
Okay. Natch.
Done.
The end.
Obviously.
The end.
The end. Yeah, that was fine. We're gonna.
You know, you get one cunt.
What?
That he used cunt too many times.
You
get it once. You get because then it's funny.
Yeah, it's
once.
Only funny once. That's true.
The dialogue was bad. It was very, you know.
Also,
it just wasn't a lot of imagination going on with the dialogue. You know, it was funny enough. It was fine.
We put a lot of detail on Shannon's tit. So.
Yeah.
I feel like that would make for real bad porn. So I don't know.
Yeah. That was from Randall.
Randall. All right, Randall.
Randall. How old
Randall gets
Randall
a t-shirt. Well, that's it. He's like in the whole package. Okay. That wasn't that good. It wasn't. We read it on the show, but
I think he wants your package, Lewis.
That's a nice Trump mentality.
Dude, I'm getting so fucking hungry right now. Oh, I can't wait to eat. Back to intermittent fasting. I hate it. I just want to eat every morning.
Every morning.
Every night.
You're just hungry. You're hungry because you just came in my butt.
A cigarette and a fucking taquito.
I just got one.
We didn't really go to any of these stories, which is kind of nice. That means I could use them all tonight for leading to skanks. Let's see what's in here. That's kind of fun. A flamethrower drone is going to be available soon.
That's right. Well, someone modified
just a gay drone.
Someone modified a heavier lifting drone to hold the flamethrower, and now they're selling it. I got a video of
it
right
here. Let's
see.
Let's see it right now. I would love it. Throw flame.
Introducing the TF-19 Wasp Drone Flamethrower. The Wasp is built to withstand.
It's the opposite of a firefighter. It's like setting a forest on fire.
With 25 feet of range,
exactly
1 gallon of fuel capacity, the TF-19 Wasp can deliver over a minute and a half of continuous firing time.
What's the point of it, though? Why do you need
designed
a flamethrower?
To reach new heights,
oh, they're going
to
show you what.
It wields an array of utility.
If you're a pyro, you just want to do it yourself. You don't want to give it to a machine.
No, that would be really fun. Quick. Are you kidding me? To drone fucking adjustments with one
simple motion. This is dangerous.
But right, it's very dangerous. But so they're about dangerous to show you what the practical use of it is.
Wait, have you watched this before?
Yeah, I've seen this.
Oh.
Yeah, what is a practical
use? He's about
use
to show you right there.
With an onboard FPV camera, pilots have a real-time view.
Here is a Syrian refugee.
Constructed from ultralight 3K.
That's the practical use.
That's what I was thinking.
To kill wasps?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just feel like we can come up with something different.
It's not really.
It seems a little bit like overkill.
Doesn't that set the tree on fire?
Yeah, it's not really for that. It's for death and destruction, but they have to have some practical use.
Have you ever had a wasp's nest too high to reach?
Right.
Well, sure, those wasps would probably never bother you.
Can you imagine somebody lighting somebody else's house on fire? Sorry, I was trying to get that wasp nest on your house. Had nothing to do with you fucking my wife.
Like, in order to get this in the Walmart, there has to be some sort of practical use.
Are you?
Is the cross on your neighbor's lawn just too far away? What the fuck is this for?
What it is burn, it for? Like those giant crosses in like Ohio.
I mean, somebody's got to set the Hollywood sign on fire with one of those.
Oh,
right?
Fucking fuck awesome!
Sorry, okay, that's my immediate thought.
Now I want it.
It's pretty cool. I mean, just
it's cool
drones,
as hell, but there's no way that should be legal.
Drones in general are illegal in New York, correct? I remember one of the first times I ever hung out with Ralph.
This is on way through.
Yeah. Shannon, you weren't around at the time. You probably heard this, though.
I did this year. They were telling it at 4th of July. God.
It was so fucking funny.
Ralph pulls out a drone. Oh, look, I got a drone. I'm one of the hip, cool kids. And then I was like, oh, cool. And then I fucking, it's just everyone's watching me, and there's just all these buildings, and I'm like, bzzz, and it goes up, and then you just watch it. They're like, oh, Lewis, you're getting kind of close to that building. I was like, oh, I'm trying to get it. And you just watch it go behind the other building and just disappear. Aww. And that was it.
And it was gone. Ralph had it for 8 seconds. That was it. It was, hey, gone. Guys, I got a drone. And 10 seconds later, I don't have a drone anymore.
How much are those?
It was like probably like, $150 bucks.
This was so long ago that Pete Davidson was hanging out with us.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh.
That was really fun. That was a fucking funny thing. He's fine. It wasn't a great drone.
I can see you being that kid too, you know, to break somebody's toys.
Roofed it. They're hard to control. They're really hard to control. Drones. Yeah. Have you ever flown one?
No. I'm not good at like video games, so I don't think I could do a drone.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm not good at video games either, but I feel like that's kind of why, you know, maybe it's kind of difficult. But what can you show some like they do like stunt drones, right? They do like drone racing. It's like 150 miles an hour.
Oh, my friend hosts drone racing. There's a show for it.
Oh, there is, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Pull some of that up. Yeah, we talked about it recently on the show. Eventually, I think they're going to have like awesome like drone wars where they could be like in an arena.
Show is.
Well, you remember Robot Wars?
Yeah, but do they have weapons on them, the drones?
I don't know.
No, once they have weapons.
You're describing Robot Wars. Do you remember Robot Wars?
Yeah, they have that now. But
I'm talking about flying ones.
Flying ones with little machine guns, and they shoot each other out of the sky, and they're in a big flying arena. How cool would that be?
Like Quidditch.
I want to look it up. I don't know what, the show is that she's on.
Yeah, this is not cool at all.
No, that's pretty
whatever weird. The fuck that was. That wasn't. There's video of people racing drones, like one-on-one racing, and they go like 120 miles an hour. It's not just some animated sales video for some fast drone. Obviously, there's got to.
I'm still. What is pot like? Doesn't that set the tree on fire if you kill the wasp with gasoline on fire?
Oh, well, yeah, they cut that part out of the video, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Look at this. So the camera.
Australia. This is where they're doing this.
They do it everywhere. It's a pretty big market now.
And that's dope that they're just using abandoned warehouses like that.
I mean, it literally looks like a video game. They go so fast that it's like...
Remember, did you guys have Sega CD when that shit first came out? And that was the first game where you had to go through those tunnels in a ship like that?
I know what you're talking about. I know the game you're talking about.
It was like the first game, the original game that came with Sega CD.
It was a cool game.
Yeah.
Very cool game. I remember just in middle school lying about having Neo Geo to my friends.
Oh, you did that too?
I don't know why. I didn't even know what Neo Geo was.
Right.
I had no idea what it was. I was like, yeah, I got a Neo Geo at home.
Would you think that was the dumbest lie you tried to tell your friends?
Probably. I don't know why I lied and told all my friends I had a Neo Geo.
Same reason you said you were going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I did.
I once told my friends I had a monkey, and when they asked to see it,
like, ta-da!
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire. He comes back with a fez on. Hold on, let me go get Dave. Man, just see my monkey.
That fucking alley-oop was retarded.
He dips his face in a chocolate cake.
Ah, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit,
Maybe
Maybe one day I'll get my son a drone. Why not? Right?
So he can lose it?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Because I have drones at home, actually. I have like 2 drones. I just never opened them.
Why not?
I swear to God. I have a little mini drone. It's like that big. And apparently it's very fast and fucking expensive, but I've never opened it. I opened another one that I had, and it was a small one, and I just didn't have to do it. Just fucking shooting to the ceiling, fucking not good.
I think you have
good.
To do them outside, though. You can't do them in the house.
Yeah.
You could do the little helicopters in the house. Yeah. The little helicopters. Yeah. Those are fun.
All right. We're gonna wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. This has been great. Dave Temple, make sure you guys follow. I am Dave Temple. Caitlin Rupert, what's your Twitter?
Rupert Caitlin.
Caitlin Rupert doesn't exist. I literally tagged both the wrong people today on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I was looking for you didn't tag us at all.
Nope. Caitlin Rupert and Dave Temple, some fucking dude who sells some shit. In fucking like Ohio.
He's
like
a car salesman. I gotta get Caitlin Rupert for my Twitter. I should work on that.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday with who? Gino?
Yeah, I have just Gino so far.
I think I'm gonna get Jimmy Martinez with him and just see what happens.
All right. I'll text him. Do you really want to?
Text Jimmy. Okay. He asked me to come on Skank Center. We already got a full house, but I'll see if Jimmy wants to come on Wednesday and. It's just playing in traffic.
Okay.
Just seeing if Gino survives. Because Gino does not have the ability to not make racist jokes. It's the only way his mind works. And Jimmy does not have the ability to not want to fight people who make racist jokes to his face. So
me, Gino, and Jimmy is like Russian roulette, by the way.
All right, guys. We'll be back on Wednesday. Peace.